Hey guys, this is Be Real with Nick and Hannah.
Hey guys, I'm Nick Gonzalez. I'm a junior. I'm a sports media major, and my hometown is North Jersey.
And I'm Hannah. I'm a communications major with an emphasis of digital content and journalism. Did I say I was a senior? I'm a senior. And I'm from Selins Grove. This podcast is going to be literally about anything and everything. We're going to have special guests on, and episodes will be posted on Tuesdays. So you can look for that on Spotify under WQSU, The Pulse.
Today we have a special guest, my roommate slash teammate, Brandon Bouchel.
How are you doing, guys? I'm Brandon.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry. I'm Brandon Bouchel. I'm a junior business management major from East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And I play football.
And live with Nick.
And I live with Gons slash Nick, yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk about football since you guys are teammates. Talk about the 2022 season that you guys just had this fall. We're going to start with camp. I just learned that it's not called preseason. It's called camp. So what's like a day-to-day?
You want to run it down, Gons, or you want me
to? Yeah, I got it. So day-to-day, well, first day we get here, it's a move-in, and then we have meetings.
How early do you move in?
That's from 8 to 11, I think the times are. And then we go meetings all day, like I said. And then the next day would be we'd wake up, I think 7 o'clock breakfast, 8 o'clock, 8:30 testing, running test. We do the 300s. So it's 25 yards down and back 6 times. Do that twice. And then per position group, they have an average time that you have to get or you fail. And after that, more meetings, lift, basically that. And then the whole rest of the camp is 7 a.m., wake up, and then practice from 9 to 12, I think it was. Then we get lunch, and then we go to meetings for the rest of the day, and then walk through at night, and then usually lights out around 10 o'clock.
So 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Every day, yeah, for 3 weeks. Well, 2.5.
How often do you lift?
Monday, is it like Wednesday, an every? Friday, I think, right?
Forget. I know when we get there, we max bench and hang clean.
So they prepare you, you're supposed to lift over the summer.
Yeah, we have a summer workout to do. They expect you to do it. We lift. The first day we lifted was the Sunday, the first Sunday we got back.
How many weeks before, the first day of classes do you move in?
Well, it's 3 weeks, I think, right? So we came in the day before my birthday, which is the 11th of August. So we came in August 10th.
The day before your birthday.
Yeah. My 21st birthday was on the conditioning test, which was fantastic. And, so we had the conditioning test. And I want to say, it's 2.5 weeks. So I think we end the Friday before classes start, which was, I think, the 29th of August this year. So, yeah, I think that's right.
Do you think that the camp you go through prepared you for your season, or do you think that during your season, you guys just kept getting better? You know what I'm saying? Asking?
Definitely camp prepared us for the season, obviously. And it also helped that it was only the football team on campus. So everyone, knew everybody, and we got, a really close group, which helped. And then, obviously, when people came on campus, we started practice, and then we had our season. But, obviously, during the season, the first couple games are obviously good, but not our best work, so we obviously go through the season to obviously getting better and getting better.
Which led you to the Centennial Conference champs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first time ever here, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. First time ever?
Mm-hmm. And last time.
First time ever since.
Oh, yeah, and last time. Talk about that.
What?
The conference switch. I'm saying it's the first time and the last time.
Because oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Because, we never won.
Thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we never won a Centennial here before. Then we obviously did last year, but now that we're switching conferences this year, because every other sport here on campus is the landmark finally made a football conference. So next season we'll be playing different teams, a few different teams. I think two teams from the Centennial coming with us, but we're going to have four out of conference games, and then we can finally sleep over places instead of leaving the day of.
Are you excited for the sleepovers?
Yeah, they should be fun.
They should be fun, yeah.
I remember sleeping over when I was playing soccer. Sleepovers were fun.
Yeah, they're cool. I feel like that's, the best. Honestly, camp's an absolute grind. I mean, waking up at like 6:30 every day, and you just know you're doing the same exact thing every day. Like, you're either at practice, you're eating, you have like an hour or two max in between like things you have to do for relaxed time, and you're usually just sleeping because you're so tired. But I mean, like, the best part about it is just being with your friends all the time. I mean, it obviously is a grind, but being with the guys a lot is obviously very good for the team, and it's a lot of fun at times.
You two are roommates. You guys Correct. Play football together. How many other roommates do you have?
We have 9 total, so minus us, there's 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty crazy, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's always something going on in the house.
They're all on the football team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that, like, when you guys aren't in season?
Yeah.
Like, is
yeah,
it different so vibes, so. Like, in the fall when you're in season and then when you're not in season?
I feel like there's a lot. I mean, I want to say, like, when we're in season, there's a lot, like, more at stake. I feel like we're all less relaxed. I mean, right now we have spring ball, so it's, like, a lot of work still, but it's more relaxed because we know we're not, like, playing games every week. But, so, yeah, I guess it's a little bit different, but I feel like we still work pretty hard. I mean, we have 6 a.m. runs every morning, Tuesday, Thursdays, every week, so it's still a grind, but definitely a little bit of a different vibe from the season.
Do you guys want to talk about the championship game? Like, what it was like? Like, the practices leading up to it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Day of the game?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. You guys have a routine, the vibes?
So, talking about the championship game, which is the last season of the last game of the season, we had to play Johns Hopkins and Muhlenberg, and for us to win the Centennial, we'd have to beat both those teams, which we ended up doing, which was amazing because it's the first time we ever beat both of them in a while. After Muhlenberg, we beat them, and then our last game was against Juniata, who hasn't won a game last season. So I wouldn't want to say we knew we were going to win, but I guess we can say we knew.
I mean, I spectated the game, and before I even got there, I knew you guys were going to win.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
Yeah, so during that day, during that week, it was more kind of a laid-back practice schedule. Nothing really changed. It was kind of like off the field like 15 minutes earlier. But on that Saturday when we played them, it was the normal thing. We had like 9 o'clock breakfast in the locker room by 10.
Do you eat breakfast as a team? Or I know parents get there early to set up tailgate and whatnot. Yeah. So
a lot of kids who don't have, well, kids don't have parents there yet, go to CAF for breakfast. But like this all year this year, I went to the tailgate with my parents because they brought food for me. So it depends on if your parents are there or not, or if you want to go.
I know going to the games and watching the tailgate is always, they're up and at 'em early in the morning, setting up, flags flying everywhere, music.
Yeah, my parents would leave. I'm like a 2.5 hour ride. My parents, I think, every home game left at like 4:35 to get here for like 7:30.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's OD.
That's a lifestyle.
Yeah, they love it. So they do it. They do it for
it's
the,
worth it. It. The whole day is just so much fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Especially because Susquehanna football is just elite, and they win every game.
Of course.
So
I try.
So you, Brandon. Boosh. We'll call him Boosh.
Yep.
Injured?
Yeah, I'm injured. I herniated 2 discs in my back a while ago. So it's been a struggle, but I try to do what I can for the team while I'm not playing. Do my part as much as I can, I guess. It sucks, but we'll see.
2023 season predictions.
Okay, wait.
You have a bunch of recruits coming in. Is this about the time, like, it's already over, recruits coming to campus?
Yeah, we had recruits the first 3 weekends of the semester, and I think the last one was, like, 3 weeks ago.
How many recruits do you bring onto the team, usually?
I think they're bringing in, I know when we came as freshmen, we had, like, 40 kids, I think, or
it's
35.
Like 30, it's, like, 36 or something.
Yeah, it's around 35 to 40 each year.
And are all the people that came in your class to play football still playing?
No.
We had some people who quit or transferred.
A good amount quit or transferred.
By 10, over 10.
10? Over 10?
Yeah, I would say.
Mm-hmm, are you guys excited for the new conference?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We play I think there's six teams in our conference, so we have four out-of-conference games, and those four out-of-conference games are all against top 25 teams.
That's good.
So
the first four. I was going to say, do you think that there's going to be, like, less competition now that you're not in the Centennial?
I would probably say more because the four out-of-conference games are going to be really tough.
Do you know who they are?
I know one's...
If you had to take a guess, maybe?
No, one's SUNY Cortland. The other one is Western New England, Brockport, and I forget the other one.
Yeah, so do I.
I always forget the other one, but I'm pretty sure those are it.
What other teams from the Centennial are coming to the Landmark?
I think it's Juniata and Moravian.
Lyco?
And Lyco. Oh, well, Lyco's yeah. in the... Lyco's not in ours. Oh, they're in the
MAC?
The MAC.
Lycoming for other sports isn't the Landmark.
Wait, isn't Wilkes? And yeah, Wilkes is coming over, I think.
Yeah, Wilkes is there.
Are you guys going to miss playing those hard games like you did this season against Johns Hopkins and whatnot?
I think I would. I mean,
those. Do you think that's going to help you? Or, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you
mean.
Because
those games are really competitive and it makes you a better team.
I think I'm going to miss playing Hopkins and Muhlenberg just because, like, the rivalry we had with them. And, but I think there's going to be more competition now in this conference that we're going to because of the added conference games.
The Muhlenberg game was crazy. I went to that. That was such a fun game to watch.
Yeah, it was. It was a good one.
Hopkins was crazy, too. Hopkins was insane.
I remember my freshman year, I think it was, when we played Hopkins. And I think you guys beat them. It was by, like, a point or something. It was, like, an insane game.
That was before me and him were here.
Yeah. That was insane. What do you think is going to happen next fall, this upcoming fall, 2023 season? Do you have any predictions?
I mean, I want to say we want to shout out the fifth years that are gone because they were a big part of our team. They were kind of like the glue. I feel like they obviously were big parts of the team. We had our center, Dalton Simpson, Michael Roosh, our quarterback, a bunch of guys, Sal Gennari on the defense, and there's a bunch of other guys, a bunch of other seniors, like not fifth years that aren't coming back either, which sucks. But, I mean, we have a lot of young guys that are stepping up already in the offseason. And they have a lot of potential, and I've obviously been watching, like, the recruits that have committed already, their film and stuff, and there's a lot of potential with this team. It's definitely going to be a young team, I feel like, but we're going to be a good team.
I feel like a young team's a good team.
Yeah, always, because it's just more development available. Yeah.
And everyone who was here last year got playing experience because we would beat teams by a lot, so they would get in the game. It's not like next season they have no experience in like an actual football game, college football game. So I think that obviously helps. So everyone but the incoming freshman obviously has in-game experience for like college ball. So it's good.
All right. What is your favorite part about football season? From camp to the end of the season, what would you say is your favorite part?
Favorite part? I want to say seeing like a lot of the dudes every day, and I feel like there's something that you cherish like every day. Like, people don't like really realize how close you get, because I mean when you hang out with the same people every day all day for whatever how many weeks, 12 weeks, like every year, I mean eventually you're just gonna start hanging out because you get so close. Like every day on the weekend you're together, it's just like a bond. So I feel like building that bond, and like every year it's just like we add new kids to our brotherhood. So I feel like that's just, like, the best part about it. I mean, I couldn't really think of an exact, like, time in the season or something that's my favorite, but I feel like that's just the best part about it, just, like, getting new brothers, little brothers every year, having a family that they go around you, like, anybody you need to talk to, you can talk to. I mean, everybody has, like, their little circle inside the team, but, like, you're all close no matter what. Like, even the guys I don't talk to all the time, like, we still talk a lot when we're, like, at lift and stuff, so it's a really special thing.
I'm going to be called crazy for this, but my favorite part of the year of like the football season is camp.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm crazy. It sucks, but...
I feel like that's a real time to bond, because you guys are...
It really
like,
is.
I think that's like the...
Yeah, it sucks definitely, but like we're all, like he said, we're always together, and it's just... I love football, so it's literally football 24/7, so it's just a great time for me.
Eat, breathe, sleep, football.
Exactly.
Football.
For those 3 weeks.
Okay. Enough of Susquehanna football, even though we love it.
See ya.
We're moving to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
What's your favorite team in the NFL? Who's your favorite team?
The Dallas Football Cowboys.
I would say the New York Jets.
Okay. What
about you?
My mom likes the Giants, and my dad likes the Steelers. So I go both ways. I don't have, like, my own favorite team.
Nice.
But who did you guys cheer for?
Oh, the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
Because I hate the Eagles so much.
Yeah, me too. I do not like the Eagles.
The Eagles beat the Giants, so I had to cheer for them.
What? Why?
What makes no sense?
They beat them. They were a good team.
They were a good team.
That's why they're in the Super Bowl. So I was cheering for them. I feel like a majority of my friends couldn't pull it off. Yeah, clearly. I feel like a majority of my friends too are Eagles fans. So I just joined for one night.
A lot of Birds fans here in the Grove.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I hate them.
I put money on the game. It's only $5 for the Eagles to win. But I lost $5.
Yeah, that's terrible.
$5 I really need.
$5 you need. But yeah, I mean, I personally do love Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and I absolutely hate the Eagles, so it was a no-brainer.
What did you think about his injury and then coming back out and it's like nothing had happened?
Oh, he's him. I mean,
he's him.
I hate people that are acting like it was like a fake thing. Like, he'd been dealing with an injury for like 3 weeks prior to that. So, for people to say that it was like, oh, he made it up to make it seem like he was hurt, I don't know. I think it's stupid. I think he's just him.
Other than football, if you guys are sitting on the couch and you could put on any other game other than football, what would it be?
I want to say basketball. I mean, I don't really have a team. I'm finally making my decision, like, to pick a basketball team. Because, like, when I was younger, I loved Oklahoma City Thunder just because of Kevin Durant. And then Kevin Durant went to the Warriors, and I hated him for it. So I became, and I've always loved LeBron, but, like, I love Kevin Durant more. But now I'm, like, a LeBron guy. But I don't like rooting for the Lakers either. So I don't know.
You're NBA.
NBA, but I do love college basketball. I think college basketball is better to watch, but at the same time, I really don't know. It's hard, but sport-wise, it's basketball. I don't know which one I like more. But
do you, like, participate in March Madness?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love March Madness. That's such a good time. Like, in our house, we get, like, 4 or 5 TVs set up right in front of the couch. Just watch all the games. It's a good time.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. But if I had to pick a sport, I think it would go baseball, then basketball. But
baseball's so hard to watch on TV.
I love it though.
So
it
hard is. To watch.
I'm a big Yankee fan, so
put me in the stadium, then maybe
it's
I'll
a completely semi- different yeah. thing. Because I'm the same way. Like, my grandpa used to take me to Yankees games all when I was little. But, like, watching it on TV, especially when, like, nothing's happening, it's the most boring thing. Like, it's not as boring as golf, but, like, honestly, like, and I used to play baseball. I love the sport, but it does get super boring watching it when you're not there. But when you're there, it's fun.
Why do you like watching baseball?
I grew up a big Yankees fan. My whole family is. And then my friend group at home, we're all Yankees fans, so we go to the games a lot. We always still text about it, like, the season, like, the guys and, like, the team. So I like to keep, like, myself involved in that. So I like watching them play.
I was a Yankees fan when I was younger. What team do you like now? Derek Jeter. But this summer I went to, I think, 3 Phillies games.
There you go.
And it's so fun.
Yeah, I went to a Phillies game too. And it was like,
I saw you there.
You did see me there. What am I talking about?
You.
Yeah, I was literally at one of the games with Hannah.
We went to Xfinity Live after.
It was a good time. And it was like the most boring game ever. Like, it was 0-0 until the end and they lost. But it was still fun.
I don't even remember the game, only because I don't pay attention. I people watch. I think that's why I go, because I could just watch.
So she's not watching the sport. She's just watching the large sum of people.
Yes, there's so many people there. It's fun to watch people.
Yeah, but that must have been the most boring baseball game I've ever been to, and it was still pretty fun. So
there was a lot of SU alum there.
There was
some of your fifth years that just graduated were there.
Yeah, they all were there. It was so fun.
Yeah, that was a good time. Basketball? Are you NBA or college basketball? Since that's your second sport you would watch on TV.
NBA, I'm a big Knicks fan. And then college basketball and football, I like UNC, North Carolina.
I went to UNC soccer camp when I was in 7th grade, so I like UNC.
I just love their colors. Like, honestly, like,
The blue.
I'm not even like a big Baby UNC blue. Fan, UNC but like their blue. Colors are like that's like Carolina blue is my favorite color ever. Like actually, so nice.
That's how I became a fan growing up.
Because of the color.
Because of the color. That's my favorite color too. But growing up, I would see them play with that color, and that's how I became a fan of them.
Because Duke and UNC, their campuses are like right next to each other.
I hate Duke.
So when I would go to the soccer camp, my brother and my mom were like touring the campuses. And Duke, they just have like the ugly blue color.
Yeah, I mean like
basic royal blue.
Royal blue ain't bad, but dude, like
I think that's my least favorite color, like shade of blue.
Carolina blue is so nice. I don't know. I'm not really a big navy blue guy.
Oh, I love navy.
I mean, like I don't hate it, but like I'd rather have royal blue than navy blue, to be honest. I don't know.
Royal blue.
Big Carolina blue. That's the color. That's the color.
Do you like the blue on my wallpaper?
Yeah, but that's kind of like royal blue. That's like Duke.
No, it's not.
A little bit lighter. That's a little bit lighter.
Lighter, you think?
Than Duke's blue, I feel like.
Yeah, Duke's a darker blue, but I like the color.
Okay, now we're going to talk about our special guest, Brandon Bouchel.
Boosh.
Yes.
Boosh, the ox guy.
The ox guy.
You're the ox guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. I mean,
always people call me music.
I do love music.
Okay.
He's him on the ox cord.
Then what is your go-to song if you're on aux?
Oh, man, that depends.
Should I give you a setting?
Yeah, give me a setting.
You're getting in the car to drive home from campus.
Oh, easy. Take Me Home.
Yeah.
That's such a good song. And it's like, it gets me so pumped up to go home. Because, I mean, like, it's in the name. By what, Cash Cash? Yeah, it's Cash Cash. Such a good song.
Okay. Give him another setting, Nick. Party setting.
Hi. I thought it was my turn.
Party setting.
Yeah, I was going to say party setting too.
Oh, okay. I mean, it really depends, but if it's at like the height of the party, I want to go Every Time We Touch or like Die Young by Kesha.
Classic.
Cuz they just like they're smacking the wall regardless. Everybody's hyped for those
pumping
songs.
The fist.
Yeah, like everyone's excited for those songs. Or like No Hands with Waka Flocka. Yeah, just something to get everybody really excited. Yes.
If you're by yourself in your room,
ooh,
studying.
Either country or like sad music. I really like sad music.
So do I. I'm a big fan.
Like Louis Capaldi or like.
Do you guys cry?
No, I don't cry.
I don't cry.
But
we just vibe to it.
Yeah, but like, I do like sad. Like listening to sad music's good. I don't know. Old Bruno Mars, Louis Capaldi.
Wait, do you want to know something about Bruno Mars?
My
mom is obsessed with Bruno Mars. We were going to name our dog Bruno.
He's so good.
My best friend from home's dog's named Bruno.
Our Wi-Fi password, password, our like name. Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Like
if you're driving by my house,
I thought you were about to tell us your Wi-Fi password.
It used to be Bruno Mars, but now the name of the Wi-Fi is Bruno Mars.
I like that.
Bruno. Yeah, Bruno's a good guy. Yeah, he is old stuff. I mean, even his new stuff, but his old music.
He should be the halftime show.
He already was.
When?
A couple years ago.
Oh my God, what was it? 20.
He was with 14. He was with
Beyonce and Coldplay.
Yep.
Or it was 2016, I think.
That was a good halftime show.
It was like the
Denver, Carolina.
He was with them.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was the end.
Gotcha.
That was so good though.
Who would you want to see perform at the halftime show?
Oh, Post Malone.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know.
Conversation you guys had before?
Yeah, I mean honestly, yeah, I think we have Post Malone or like
I'm a huge fan of Post Malone.
Post Malone or like, oh my God, I don't even know.
My favorite artist by far. I'm
trying to think of who's a good performer. Maybe like even Chris Brown. I love Chris Brown.
Chris Brown's good.
Yeah, he's a good artist. I saw him in concert once. It was so good.
I've never been to a concert before.
That's insane.
I've been to one.
You know what concert I've been to?
What?
The one that they have in the spring.
Yeah.
Is that considered a concert?
I wouldn't count. Actually, yeah, probably. The last year we had Justin McCartney and then
Waka Flocka.
I mean, those two. Yeah, those two were good.
How do you feel about Young Gravy?
Not a fan.
He's not a good musician, but I heard he's fun on the stage, so we'll see.
You think he's going to try to get with some moms afterwards?
Oh, no doubt.
100%. That's his whole thing.
He's going straight to Degenstein, finding his favorite. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I love when he says that.
But, excuse me. My first concert ever was Jonas Brothers. It was so fun. It was like 10. And, like, our whole family and, like, our best friend's family.
Jonas Brothers?
It was so good.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. It was, like, the height of their, like, popularity. It was, like, 2010, and it was, like, insane. It was at Hershey. Oh. Sick.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I've been to 4 concerts, I think. One was Travis Scott, and then the other 3 were Khalid.
Oh, three he's Khalid good.
Concerts.
I love
him. I'm a big fan of Khalid.
Yes. Yeah. Is that Khalid's what you good. Listen to when you are listening to sad songs?
Sometimes. Yeah, most of the time. Mostly like his.
He's good.
He's
His first
songs.
Album, American Teen,
yes,
hands
so
down, his best.
That came out my sophomore
2017, I think it was.
Junior so year in yeah. high school, and that was like the summer playlist.
Yeah,
was to listen to that.
Great songs,
some good music.
So when you're getting on your phone to put on music, are you Spotify or Apple?
Apple Music. Yeah, I've always been Apple Music,
same.
And I love it. A lot of people like Spotify, but I mean, I'm not hating on Spotify. I just never had it. I love Apple Music setup, so.
I switched over to Spotify for, I think, probably a month to try it out, but it's not the same as Apple Music.
Apple Music,
I can't.
They do it better.
Maybe I didn't give it long enough of a try.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like once you get used to something, it's, like, hard. Like, I don't think I'll ever be able to switch now. I won't even bother switching. Like, I enjoy Apple Music.
I honestly think I switched because Spotify comes with, what, like Hulu or something like that?
Hulu and Disney Plus.
Yeah. That's, I think.
That's wild.
And ESPN Plus.
I didn't even know that. That's nuts. Yeah, I don't know. I still won't switch.
I had mentioned something to Nick that I'm Apple Music because when I was younger and I had like my iPod Touch, my mom would always buy me those Apple Music cards like at the store to buy songs.
Buying songs for $2?
I think it was probably like a $10 gift card. And I would spend it instantly. Did you do that?
I was a big app store guy.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, music, like the way it's like progressed so much. Cause I do remember like getting cards and buying a song or something. Like nowadays you would just pay a monthly fee and add music whenever you want. It's so nice.
What were those? I had an iPod Touch, but it was.
iPod Shuffle.
I think it was
the little
Nano.
One. Yeah.
Like.
The shuffle.
Nano? Is that what it's called? iPod Nano or something?
Yeah,
like
I think so.
I don't think so. The little one that like clipped onto your shirt?
Yes.
That's the shuffle.
What's a Nano? What am I thinking of?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I had that. What was it called again?
The iPod Shuffle.
That's what I had.
I had
pink
the shuffle.
One.
I had a blue one. And then I had...
Oh, the iPod Nano was the one with like the circle in
the
middle.
Screen?
Yeah, no.
A little bit of screen.
That's the
little
old
screen.
One.
Yeah. My friend had
god,
one of those.
God, the iPods? Oh my God, dude. Wow, this is a throwback. I had like so many different ones because I'm telling you, I'm just a music guy.
Look up the iPod Shuffle.
I will.
Yeah, I had the thing. iPod Shuffle. I thought it was so cool. It was like a Christmas gift.
It's, yeah, that's memories right there.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused though. How
iPod
did
Shuffle
I
get, is with the one with no screen.
Yeah.
How did we get music on that? How do you do that?
I don't know. They played football at Apple, I guess.
Yeah, I forget.
That was crazy. Wow. Come a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Now it's all right here in the palm of our hand.
iPhone 13 Pro Max.
12 Pro Max.
I actually... You have the 11. It's okay, Nick. I went to the AT&T store. I was with my dad. I said, I want the iPhone 13. And he goes, oh, you don't want the iPhone like 13 Pro or like the Max or anything? And I was like, no, because he was paying for it. And I was just...
Being nice.
Yeah. So I was like, fine, because he talked me into getting the iPhone 13 Pro. So I asked for that. And I had to get it shipped to my house. And when it came in the mail...
Your house down the street?
You broke it?
It was the iPhone 13.
Pro Max.
Pro Max.
Oh, wow. That's electric.
I never told my dad about it.
Whoa.
Because I felt bad.
Dude, who cares?
Yeah. He has to know. Like, is he not looking at
I mean,
the
maybe,
phone?
Maybe.
Have you still not told him?
Maybe they just messed up.
Have you still not told him?
No.
How long has it been?
Since last year in the fall.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, hey. You blame Blood
just,
Bowl.
I feel bad.
No, honestly, like, I could not imagine not. I don't even know how Gon's, like, he has big hands like me. Like, I don't know how you don't have the Max.
Yeah, I have the Pro, so it's pretty small.
Hold that. See, when I hold someone's phone that's not a Max, it feels so tiny.
Yeah,
in my hand.
His phone feels tiny.
It's weird.
This also feels too big for my hand. So.
Dude, you're crazy.
You get used to
it,
though.
I think it's literally perfect.
You get used
I had
to
my
it.
11 Pro for, I think, 3 years now.
So I liked, I'm used to it. My favorite iPhone was the, iPhone 8.
8?
Yes, the 8. I don't know why.
I like the
I like the
home button one.
Yeah. I just had an attachment to that phone. I don't know why. Yeah. But I also had it for like a really long time. But
I know that they make phones now. Like I think they made like the 11 with the
button.
or like a 12 with the button.
No way.
What? It was recently.
They ain't bringing back the button. No way.
They did.
Wait, I kind of.
I really don't like the button. I mean, like, I don't mind. I think it's cool, but like, dude, I couldn't imagine. Like, I'd be mad if I didn't have full screen.
Oh yeah.
The full screen is the future.
Wait, so what if the iPhone made a phone that flipped, like the Samsung Galaxy things?
I mean, like, it'd be like nostalgic, and I'd love it for like a day. But like, dude, I don't know. I like this.
I don't think I would get it.
What?
If Sorry. The iPhone flipped. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I.
What do you mean flipped?
You know, like, am I saying it the Galaxy? The Samsung, like the Samsung Galaxy? Galaxy. You know how like they open?
Yeah, I feel like we don't need that. You know.
We don't need that.
You know.
You know.
Yeah, I feel like.
Oh, it's the iPhone SE. It's
Wait,
the SE is so old.
I think that's what I had.
No, it's SE 2022.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. So, maybe probably the new version of it.
That's wild. Who's going around buying that, though?
Small, very small camera still.
I only know one person with
the
button still.
I love my camera.
Mr. Steven Seibert still has the button on his phone.
Oh, yeah, Steve Seibert.
Every time I look at his phone, I'm like, oh, God.
My pop just got a new phone. My grandfather just got his phone was the charger that was like the big one.
Oh, what?
I swear to God.
Oh, my gosh.
He got it maybe like 6 months ago.
You sound like such privileged people right now. Oh, my God, the button. Oh, my God.
When he got his iPhone, I had
to
like.
Charger? No way.
Yeah, I had to teach him like how to use
it. Yeah, I still teach my grandpa how to use his iPad and iPhone. He comes over and just says, like, what's wrong with it? And then it's a 30-second fix.
Would you consider your parents tech-savvy?
No.
No, not at all.
Not one bit.
My stepdad, I think, is, like, teasing with it. My dad's good. My mom, she's terrible.
They know the basics. My mom knows. Like, my mom is getting better. I think she's getting better.
My mom still asks me how you sent a Snapchat and stuff. So.
my mom is on Snapchat, and she Snapchats me every day.
That's funny.
I think she's techie.
My grandma has Snapchat. She swipes over my stories occasionally.
Your grandma?
Yeah, like whenever I rarely post on my main story, she'll be like, "Oh, you look so handsome." I'm like, "Okay, Nanny, I forgot you had this app." It's so funny.
My Nana, she has an iPad and an iPhone.
My grandma has the same thing.
So when I FaceTime my Nana, it's always on the iPad. She only uses her iPad. But she has an issue right now where, like, we all had this issue where it says, like, you don't have enough, like, iCloud storage.
Yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
She has to, like, delete stuff.
She doesn't want to delete pictures.
You can buy more. You can buy more storage.
She has.
Oh, really?
She's bought more already.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't want more.
My grandpa's iPad is, like, the biggest one there is.
Like, so, the newer one? Like,
yeah, it's huge. It's so funny when he uses it.
Is it worth getting, like, let's say you were to get that iPad. Would you just get rid of your laptop?
No.
Why?
No.
I mean, personally, I don't think I'd ever get an iPad. Like,
same.
I had an iPad in high school.
iPads come with keyboards.
They do.
Nowadays.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
And if they don't come with it, you buy it. And, like, it is cool and all, but, like, I don't know.
It'd
be pretty cool, but I really like my laptop. I love my laptop. I don't think I'd switch it.
Yeah, I just got my laptop at the beginning of the semester.
The spring one?
Or
fall?
I think the fall.
Nice.
And I'm still trying to like figure it out.
Really?
Yeah. The other day I was in class and I had to ask the person next to me, like, how do I get this like onto my home screen?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You kidding me?
I just got
it. Are we serious?
I didn't know. But I figured it out.
That's embarrassing, right? Nah, dude, I remember, oh my God, like freshman, like senior year of high school when I got mine. And like, I was asking my brother all these questions. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what I'm doing. But like now, we're chilling.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm opening up Word right now on like Microsoft, you would just click on the bar up here to go to like file and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like on the Mac, it's at like the top of the screen.
But do you like it more?
Yeah. It's I like so it because it's nicer. Like I can pair my phone with it. Like I can AirDrop stuff to my laptop, messages,
it's nice.
Like all that stuff.
Yeah,
I
nice.
Really
I
like
do
that.
Like that. And like whenever I grab someone else's laptop, I'm like, dude, I don't even know how to work this thing.
I like that I had Microsoft and now I'm on a Mac user, so I know how to use both.
It's cool. Tech savvy.
It's a skill.
Yeah. Flex. Subtle flex.
Football.
football. We're going to go back to the music talk.
Nice.
Okay.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Oh, my God, that's so hard.
Top three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, go then. Top three.
Oh, no, it's not. It's really weird. In high school, I really listened to a lot of rap. And then I came here, and now I love country. And now I listen to a lot of EDM now that I'm here, too. These Jersey cats got me hooked.
What's up?
EDM and country. Yeah, I really never listened to country in high school at all. Oh, God.
Yeah, neither did I.
I want to say rap and country are the top two. But I don't know if it's between, like, classic rock or, like, oh, my God, EDM for the third place. So that's hard.
What do you listen to when you're lifting?
Oh, rap.
Rap?
Yeah, like rap.
Yeah, during football, it's rap.
What would be your top three
genres? I would say definitely rap, because I just obviously been listening to that since high school. Country now. I never liked country before college, but coming to the Grove, definitely gotten into it.
There's a lot of country cats over here.
Yeah.
But it's good.
And then if I had to say my third one would probably be on my Spotify thing, it says Chill for Chill. Genre. That's like more like Khalid, like just vibing music, I'm guessing. So that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would put country first, and I'm from Salem's. I'm from the Grove.
Yes.
She's from the Grove,
but
yes.
But I would say the same thing as you guys, where I listen to a lot of rap, even like into college. My freshman and sophomore year was rap. And then I always listened to country, but I really like country now. I listen to it all the time.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Yeah. You can listen to it at any time, I feel like.
Yeah, there's even like songs you can have fun with, like, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, there's songs for every setting.
Yeah.
So I would put country first, maybe rap second. I don't know what my third would be, because I really only listen to like those two. It's like a flick of the switch type of thing.
I kind of didn't shout out the sad music too. I feel like
actually, yeah, we did there. Earlier, but yeah, that's definitely up there for
me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I love EDM, but I don't know if I mean, maybe now, but. I feel like sad music is up there. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, calm music.
I would probably say, because it's on my phone, alternative. Like, anything. Yeah. Like, when you put on the radio.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, I didn't even bring up that. Like, dude, like, early 2000s, like, punk rock. Mm. Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, I listen to that, like, not all the time. But, like, I have a whole playlist where I'm like, dude, I miss, like, Daughtry and like the All American Rejects and all that metal. Like,
I have a playlist like that too.
It's so good.
Fall Out Boy,
like it's all so good. Yeah. Like, just put that on. That's low key. Like, I listen to a couple EDM songs when I go home, and then like I'll just throw that whole playlist on for the ride home, because it's like such songs I could sing along with from my childhood.
Yeah,
it's a very unique, fantastic genre. I love that genre.
How's it going?
Yeah, I have my country playlist. I have like three of them. Because I have, like, all of my country songs are in one playlist. And then, like, I have country music from, like, when my mom was, like, her favorite songs at the time. But then I, like, filtered another playlist to, like, the music that I like to listen to nowadays. And then I have a specific playlist where it's, like, these songs are on repeat 24/7.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like, three country songs right now that, like, they're, like, the first thing I put on every day. Like,
who's your favorite country artist?
I would say Morgan Wallen.
I think Morgan Wallen, yeah. Like, I mean, Morgan Wallen.
His album drops tonight.
I know.
Does it really?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
I was listening to the songs in his album before I came here.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Morgan Wallen. Right now, Parker McCollum's really good to me. Handle on You, that's the song.
Yeah.
And then there's a song that Braden, our roommate, just showed us called She Had Me at... Oh my God, was it Heads Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
That song's so good. I listened to it like 10 times today already. I don't know. It's so good. Really good.
So you would say Morgan Wallen's your top?
Oh yeah, definitely.
All time.
I think.
Yeah. I don't know country that much, but Morgan Wallen, definitely up there.
Luke Combs.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I could not do a top three for country artists, but I do like Morgan Wallen. I like Luke Combs.
They would be in the first two.
I like John Party.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson's good.
But I do like Hardy.
Oh, I love Hardy too.
I think
Hardy's new album that came out, it's like country music, but it's like rock, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like
Bailey Zimmerman is really good. I like Bailey Zimmerman a lot.
I think I like two of his songs because they're from TikTok.
He's got a bunch, dude.
Bailey Zimmerman is fire.
Huh?
Bailey Zimmerman is very good too.
Yeah, he's really fire.
And he's going on tour with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else is going? It's Hardy, Wallen,
Bailey Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's insane. That's going to be crazy.
There's one more.
Parker.
Yeah.
Parker McCollum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, aren't Tim and them going to that?
Yeah, our roommates, Tim and Rob, are going.
Tim and Rob are going to that. They're going to the one in Jersey or something.
In MetLife. I think it's May 23rd.
I want to go to the
one. My brother's going too, I think.
Really?
My brother's going.
I wanted to go to the one in Philly because Hardy was going to be there, but he's not going to be in Hershey. I know PA also, it's going to be in Hershey, Philly, and I think they're having two shows in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
But
he has two shows in MetLife, back-to-back nights. I know that.
That's crazy.
In May, yeah.
Back-to-back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is insane.
I think I would, Chris Stapleton, though.
Oh, he's so good.
The national anthem. Yeah. The Super Bowl.
I don't even know that many songs by him, but he's like so good. Oh, Zach Bryan's really good too.
Yes.
There's a lot. I mean, I really.
I was just listening to Dawn's.
Yeah, dude. Tim Allegro. Shout out Tim Allegro. Put me on a country. And yeah, Robert Armin.
Me too.
Shout out Robbie. They put me on a country when I got here.
Yeah.
Lately, Braden Knobloch has been showing us some hidden gems that we haven't listened to yet.
He put me onto that song like 2 days ago, and it's been on repeat every day. Yeah.
See, when I listen to my country music, I listen to like that playlist, like this on repeat, and then I know like every word to every song.
Mm-hmm.
But then I only listen to those songs, so then like I have to find other songs through like other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like right now,
like
my roommates
will play a song, and I like Shazam it instantly.
Yeah. That's like, what is that, what you do to me? That's what Gons does whenever I'm on aux. But that song, this one I just said, she like had me at a Heads Carolina. And then, what is it, 5'9"? I never really knew the name of that song. I just learned it.
He's from Florida, Georgia Line.
Yeah, that song is fantastic.
Yeah.
I like listening to something, right?
Tyler
Childers?
No.
That's another.
Tyler Hubbard.
Something with it,
Hubbard.
Yes.
Tyler Hubbard.
You know your stuff. Oh, you're
looking it up.
Cheater. Yeah,
I'm still new to country. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Oh, Co Wetzel. Yeah. You just have to look him up when we leave here and listen to some Co Wetzel.
I kinda like Kane Brown too. I don't know if you would
put that.
I only know like two songs. I got like two songs of his.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Lost in the Middle, and then it's Memory. I wouldn't say that's really country, but this is my country playlist.
Zach Brown Band, classic.
Oh, good summer.
Yeah,
like,
great summer songs.
Yeah.
You can't forget Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan's got some hits.
Yeah.
He's not like, his new stuff ain't the best, but like his older songs, oh, fantastic.
So rap music, what would be your top artist for that?
So gotta give it to Juice because I was always a big Juice WRLD guy, even though he doesn't really drop and he passed away, rest in peace. But like I always love Juice WRLD, and then I want to say Tory Lanez, even though I agree,
that's in my
he
top.
Does not have the best reputation right now, but his music is phenomenal.
Yeah,
I literally like lately like he's been my number one, and then I want to say J. Cole probably third, J. Cole or Drake. He just tells stories so good. Like
I don't listen to him enough. I listen to his like popular songs.
Yeah, but like he's just a great storyteller.
I think I would say Post Malone, obviously, his rap songs, and then definitely Drake, or then either Lil Baby or Uzi.
Yeah, I like Uzi good. Yeah, I like Lil Uzi. I like Lil Baby.
I love Lil Uzi.
Like I said, I don't listen to rap that much anymore. So like I'll hear a song, I'm like, oh wait, I actually like this, and then I'm like, I look up the song on Apple Music, and it came out in 2022, 2021. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, it's a lot of old stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like I listened to Lil Uzi all the time in high school, so that's why
I still really like him.
Because he came out.
2016 Uzi, undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to.
And Drake low-key.
Yeah.
And in 2016, Fetty Wap.
Oh yeah,
you can repeat whenever we.
It's a classic.
We're hanging out like the classic like rap like older rap classic. Yeah, rap. Old rap like is always good.
I think I like R&B too.
Yeah, we so do I. I'm telling you, I listen to everything other than like classical music and like jazz. Like I listen to so many genres. And when I'm at when I'm at a bar nowadays, like live music is so cool.
Yes.
Like when I'm at home, we have a lot of live music and.
We don't have much around here.
No, you don't. You won't get it either. But but like it's so good like at home, and like even when you go to like cities and stuff, like it's so unique. Like even like they don't even have to be the best. Like by me, they're usually like talented people, but like even if they're not the best, it's just so cool having live music.
We need to get a live band.
We do.
We need to find someone.
I don't know where you're gonna put them though. These bars are so small.
They are small.
5'9", brown eyes in a sundress. I'm telling you, like it's been stuck in my head all day.
Okay.
Well, that's like the third time it's happened too. Like, I'll start singing it in class and like everyone around me just starts singing it.
It's a catchy song.
It very much is.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, there's a country singer named Warren Zeiders. You have to look him up. There's a kid from my high school and his name's Blaze Zeiders. Their cousin.
His name's Blaze?
Blaze. He's like up and coming, like type of
up
thing.
Up and coming. Yeah, we're gonna have him in the parking lot over there soon.
Wait, is he actually coming?
No.
No.
He should open up with a gravy drain.
We're ending the episode with Brandon Bouchel.
Thanks for having me.
Come back next week on Tuesday for another episode.
Yep. See you guys.
See ya.